Welcome to the NewsHour. As the federal government shutdown enters its 34th day, a critical safety net for millions of Americans, that's food aid, has run out for the moment.
But today, a partial lifeline. The Trump administration says it will soon resume making some food aid payments. That's after two judges ruled that the government must keep the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, running. Millions of Americans still are facing hurdles and questions about when they'll start receiving those benefits again. Lisa Desjardins has the latest on that and the shutdown.
People trying to get some food for the family.
In New York over the weekend, a noticeable queue winding around a local food bank.
We have a very long line today, usually, more than usual, because of all the challenges that people are going through.
As SNAP benefits went into limbo Saturday, that line was not unique. This is a nonprofit in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This week we've seen about approximately a 15-20% uptick in number of guests that we've seen in our pantry. A lot of people have donated to us in the past couple days, which is very helpful.
Today, the Trump administration responded to a court order saying it will pay benefits this month, but at roughly half the usual amount. And it's not clear when recipients will see those funds. More than 40 million Americans depend on SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, to help them get by each month, including single mother of four, Heather Ann Falta.
I'm working 10, 11-hour days, sometimes 6 days a week. And that's just to meet like bill requirements. So the fact that my food budget is gone is seriously disheartening.
SNAP costs about $8 billion per month. It is out of normal operating funds because of the shutdown. The contingency fund, approved by Congress, still has more than $4.6 billion in it, but that won't cover a full month. Last week, two federal judges ordered the administration to use that to keep SNAP payments flowing. The Trump administration says that will happen, but the process of loading SNAP cards can take up to 2 weeks in some states. For one SNAP recipient at a food bank near St. Paul, Minnesota, the delay is alarming.
My wife died. The prices of the foods went up, and boy, I had to get them that SNAP, and I'm glad I'm getting it. But now the government wants to take it away from us, and I feel that we need it. We're old. I just want to have the government know, don't take away from me, otherwise you're sentencing me to death.
Also today, news that the Trump administration found some $450 million for the WIC program that provides nutrition to women, infants, and children. Sources on Capitol Hill and the National WIC Association said that could last another 3 weeks. Meanwhile, the growing effects of the shutdown pose concerns elsewhere. And at Houston's airport, massive lines ran throughout the weekend as fewer TSA agents came to work. Today, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned of more problems as air traffic controllers continue to work without pay.
We are 2,000 to 3,000 air traffic controllers short. I'm trying to put more air traffic controllers into the system. And what this is doing is making it more challenging and actually taking controllers out of the system. So I think this has long-term impacts.
The fact is very simple.
Back in Washington, party leaders still are not negotiating. House Speaker Mike Johnson again insisted Democrats must reopen the government first before any bigger deals can be struck.
Schumer and Jeffries and their colleagues fear political retribution from the far-left activists in their party more than they fear the consequences of keeping the government closed for weeks on end.
This as enrollment season has begun for millions of Americans who get health care from the Affordable Care Act, even as they face uncertainty about final costs. Democrats want to extend subsidies, which run out in weeks, and they want Republicans to call the House back to session.
They're on a taxpayer-funded vacation, while hardworking federal employees have been furloughed or being forced to work without pay.
While Washington remains at an impasse, millions of Americans wait, some of them in long lines on their feet. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.